I'm Ryan LaCroix in the KOSU Oklahoma City studios. Every week we talk music news and new music releases with Matt Carney, the pop music columnist for the Oklahoman's entertainment magazine, Look at OKC. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
Well, first up, we have a new album from one of the lead female voices of indie rock.
A big part of growing up is developing the ability to speak clearly about the stuff that weighs heavy on your heart and conscience. Jenny Lewis's third studio record, The Voyager, does so beautifully, presenting all her most complex emotions as if she were holding a very confident public reading of the juiciest pages of her own diary. In particular is the mid-album epic Late Bloomer, a song where an older Lewis reflects on a teenage version of herself who seethed jealousy for a dopey male songwriter, but not for his singing or guitar playing. "I wanted to kiss her, but I hadn't the nerve," Lewis sings of the woman who falls, not for her as she'd hoped, but for him. The Voyager is full of these unexpected twists and lyrical left turns, all set to a very laid-back, lush sound that was produced by Ryan Adams in his Hollywood recording studio. Musically, it makes the range of sounds on her previous solo records and entire Rilo Kiley discography look much smaller, especially thanks to Adams' terrific and understated guitar playing. But like always, Lewis's vocals are the spotlight of the mix, guiding you through The Voyager's many emotions with a measured confidence. No matter how hard I try, to be just one of the guys, there's a little something inside that won't let me. No matter how hard I try to have an open mind, there's a little clock inside that keeps ticking. There's only one difference between you and me. When I look at myself, all I can see, I'm just another lady without a baby. That's just one of the guys from Jenny Lewis off her new solo album, The Voyager, which is out now on Warner Brothers Records. Next, a pop and jazz singer from yesteryear and a current pop megastar joined forces in an unlikely duet. Yeah, every so often, a collaboration so unexpected comes along that we can't resist pointing it out here on the segment. This month, it's jazz singing legend Tony Bennett sharing a show tune standard with none other than Lady Gaga, a combination that caused my brow to furrow when I first read it. But singing the song Anything Goes, the two form a partnership that sounds so natural as to suggest that Bennett and Gags have been doing duets for years. They've got a collaborative album out next month, and I'm all for it. An elder statesman gets in with the kids, and the younger pop star gets to audition for Broadway. The world has gone mad today,
and good's bad today,
and day's night today,
and black's white today,
and most guys today, the woman prize today, are just silly gigolos.
And though we're not such great romancers, we know that we're bound to answer when we propose.
That's Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett's duet of Anything Goes from their collaborative album of jazz standards, Cheek to Cheek, which is due next month on Universal Music. Finally, a hip-hop song from a rapper that's already released two mixtapes in 2014.
If you live in Oklahoma City and know about Berkeley, California rapper Lil B, then you're probably either someone who listens to a lot of rap on the internet, or you read somewhere that he put a curse on Kevin Durant for dissing him in 2011. And while KD probably hasn't become a Lil B fan anytime recently, I can't imagine the Thunderstar player disagreeing with the sentiment expressed on Lil B's latest dreamy lo-fi release, No Black Person Is Ugly. Lil B's style has always been pretty stream of consciousness, and that can be a barrier to entry for listeners used to more conventional rap. But he's especially lucid here. It's like you can hear his thoughts articulating in real time around that Amblin guitar sample. If any Lil B song ever had a chance of poking its head into the mainstream, it's this one.
No black person is ugly. Make another dime a day, trying to make a rhyme away. Sometimes my skin is the reason I'm alive today. Bigger than just a race, no car, just a race. No smile, fix your face, we all living in this place. Trying to make peace with the police. I'm not on probation, so why you out asking me? This is not just about black, I wonder about black. And when we talk about that, you wonder why I talk back. My English not perfect, I'm not the best at school, but understand I love life's rules. Homeless people, they even give me money. I'm too real for the game. Reflection of the fame. I got cash, I hide all the pain. It's getting skin, black people, they won't say a thing. That drama is a shame. They want to kill you before they even know your name.
Matt Carney is a pop music columnist for Look at OKC, and he joins us weekly in the KOSU studios. The current issue of Look at OKC features reader-submitted Instagram photos that tell their stories about living in Oklahoma. As always, you can follow Matt on Twitter at OKMattCarney. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ron.